Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Veg Grab Podcast Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are well. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you here tonight. Also, I hope you are having a fantastic week. It certainly does feel very, very warm and like summer is really coming here. After a late spring, I've been hearing a lot of people are saying that their plants or their gardens are about a month behind. And I've got to say, I think I agree. However, now the weather is getting better, things should improve. And the other side of this, of course, is that, and I mean, the sun is shining, our veg patches are getting fuller and fuller of life. At the end of May, well, June now, I should say, we can now start mowing our lawns. Now, not that there's anything stopping us from mowing our lawns, but as you know, I was doing no-mow May in certain areas. And I like mowing a lawn. I've said this time and time before. And I use grass as a great resource for mulching my beds. Of course, my priority is to grow food. But there is something to be said about wildflowers and letting things go a bit rampant. It has to be said. I mean, I'm walking around with the dog tonight, walking around several houses, and I've seen there's quite a few people who have done no mow May, but that'll change come this weekend. Now, as I said, we are into June, and I really wanted to go through what we could be doing in our veg patches and allotments during this month. You know, with longer days, warmer temperatures, it's a real opportunity time to get our hands dirty and nurture our plants. First and foremost, weeding and watering become really crucial tasks in June. The temperatures rise, our plants are going to need more and more hydration and, you know, keep those weeds at bay to give our veggies the best chance to thrive. Now, when it comes to watering, I do want to say I have a little method that I have now set up. And this is particularly because our water butts are starting to run low because we haven't had rain for a while. When I first plant out my plants, I will water them daily. And once they are showing signs that they are established, i.e. they start to grow, I then start to reduce the amount of time that we water them in. So, for example, my potatoes at the moment are getting watering about once a week, but they are getting a really good soaking. And I mean a really good soaking. What this does is it just encourages the plants to start putting its roots down lower. So that's something that I do want to bring to your attention. Now, there's obviously a lot of plants that we can plant out throughout June. And this is, of course, if you haven't done so already. I certainly think for many of us, it's a safe time to plant out our plants, even sow seeds outside. Especially those tender crops such as courgettes, beans and pumpkins. They absolutely love the warm weather and they will be grateful for that really good start. Now added to that, of course, if you're like me and you like leafy greens, it's going to be a good time to start sowing Swiss chard and kale for good harvests later in the season. In fact, we do have kale in this month's gift pack. I think next month we're sending out Swiss chard, if I remember correctly. Could be wrong on that, but I think that's there. You know, these will do well throughout June, but we'll get more into particularly kale when it comes to growing them. Now, of course, let's not forget about herbs. June is an excellent time to sow and transplant basil, coriander and dill, and these fragrant leaves will add a good burst of flavour to culinary creations throughout the summer. So, yeah. That's a few things that we can certainly be doing. And something else that I like to do, I do not prune stoned fruit trees during the winter because there is a risk of infection. In the summer, that's the time to do it. Then added to that, we get the June drop, which is where trees that are producing fruit might drop a load to thin them out. So keep your eye out for that as well. Now let's shift gears and talk about the plans for our upcoming weekend. Now, I've got quite a bit planned and for the allotment and for the veg patch, but I am on call this weekend. So when I'm on call, I have to really think about what I'm going to do because there is a chance I may have to drop what I'm doing and come back to it next weekend. So everything that I'm listing may not get done, or I'm going to head down to the allotment early on Saturday morning for two reasons. One, because it's less likely that I'm going to get called out. But two, because what I want to do is get inside Granddad's greenhouse. And in there, I'm just getting a few weeds that are starting to grow. It's always a bit of a problem, but I want to get rid of it, like bindweed is growing in there, and brambles. So I want to remove those. I've got tomatoes growing inside Granddad's greenhouse, and they're doing really well, actually. We're starting to get flowers and what have you. So good signs going on with those. And added to that, we are going into the greenhouse next to it, Tim's greenhouse. Now, I haven't fully glazed that just yet, but it is on the plans to try and get the glass to do that. This greenhouse is for growing cucumbers this year, and I'm growing those in grow bags in there. So I've laid out grow bags, and I'm going to be planting up the cucumbers into those bags this weekend in order to get them growing. I do like cucumbers, and it's something I'm trying to grow a lot of this year. They're refreshing, delicious, a summertime favourite, and hopefully they will thrive in all of these areas. Additionally, I'm also hoping to plant out more sweet corn and squash down on the allotment, as well as a few more beans and sowing peas as well. I've had a lot of trouble with peas, so I'm hoping to sow these down on the allotment just to have bought new peas and hope that they're going to germinate now. Now, a lot of these plants are going to be used in a lot of dishes. They're a staple in my garden, and I just love it growing all these plants. You know, sweet corn on the cob is just delicious. Roasted squash soup is just delicious as well. You know, there's so many things that we're going to be doing with all this. Now, finally, on the allotment, another thing I'm going to be doing is cutting down the comfrey. I've got quite a few comfrey patches, shall we say. So it's about 3 foot tall and is in flower. So I'm going to cut quite a few of it bits down, and I'm going to just use it to mulch particularly my potato plants. Now, these are the main crop potatoes that are doing well, and they're just going to need a bit of something to grow them. So a bit of mulch from these comfrey is what I'm hoping to do. Any leftover is going to go into the compost heap, and it's going to basically help activate that compost, just help get it a bit breaking down a bit faster, you know. And of course, that will help boost the fertility of my soil. Love comfrey. It's such a great plant. Now, in the veg patch at home, I'll be focusing on weed watering and weeding, which is something I've been doing during the week. It's something that needs doing. I'm also going to be removing my spinach. Now, the spinach is basically bolted, so it's all got to come out. It's no longer best for consumption. It's just all got to come out. Shame, but we've had a good lot of spinach, and I'm not surprised. The weather's started to change, so it's time for it to go. Of course, it's going to leave me areas that I might be able to grow some more carrots or something in once they come out anyway. Now, the final thing that I'm hoping to make a start is try and get into my shed a bit as well, for that matter. I said I want to tidy that up. And particularly, I want to try and get my shredder out. Reason being is I've got this sort of area in front of my greenhouse where there's a mix of trees. There's an elder tree. We've got another tree. I don't know what it is. A twisted, it's on the edge of my tongue. It's a nut tree, a twisted nut tree. I can't think what it's called off the hazelnut. That's it, twisted hazelnut. I'm going to basically taking all these trees out, and I'm going to be turning that area into like a cold frame area for over the winter and into spring. I just found using the greenhouse just got a bit full, so I want to try and sort of make a better area for this around there. This is going to be a big job, don't get me wrong, and it's just going to start by pruning back all these trees and bushes to make the room and get it going. So yeah, it's one of my winter projects, that. So that wraps up our plans for June in the veg patch and the allotment, as well as my weekend agenda. Let me know what your plans are for this weekend as well. It's certainly an exciting time, to say that, with so much growth and potential in store. Now, of course, just want to remind you before we go, please do stay hydrated. Take breaks, wear your sun hats, enjoy your gardening, but don't let it rule you, you know. Gardening is not just about the end result. It's all about the joy we find in the process. I like that. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and thank you for your support as always. I will be back again on Sunday when I will have sown the sweet corn, I'm going to say. So until next time, you take care.